K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Steve Hocking, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, King. Good to be here. Thank you.
23 weeks does go by very, very quickly.
It does, yeah. You just zoomed through that, didn't you? No, it's been... it's great to get here. It's good to be looking out over the MCG today and the sun's shining. And we've got a similar conditions to what we had last Sunday against the Swans, which was a pleasing result for us.
Does this club continue to surprise you in how it continues to contend as CEO, or is it just, we're going to rock up and we're going to have a real crack and this is where it's going to end up?
It's definitely, whilst Chris Scott's been there, and Reg will understand this, you know, Chris is very good at just asking the players to just, let's have another throw at the stumps every year and give it our best shot, and everyone sort of tucks in behind that and does their best and works towards it. But it does, yeah, you've got to pinch yourself, the fact that we're, you know, where we are again. Chance to finish second and, go into a final series in pretty good shape.
Plenty of topics on our discussion point. I just want to touch on the Isaac Rankin situation, and not your view on how on the outcome and the like and the situation.
There's been plenty of views, hasn't
there? There has.
Yeah.
But just on, if your club was involved, whether it be the player being the perpetrator or the offended against, did it take too long to come to a resolution?
I think most people would agree with that, but you know, what we're not privy to is what they're working through in the background. So we can all speculate as to what, you know, may or may not have gone on. I can only talk about our club. The evidence with our club is, and particularly since Chris has been there, and Reg will understand this, each, you know, whatever you're working through, it's actually tailored towards the individual and what their needs are, because, you know, they're generally sharing different lives and in different relationships and a whole range of things that are going on in their lives. So, you try and take all that into account. What I can say is that, you know, the club doesn't walk past, you know, what has gone on this week. It's certainly something that Scotty doesn't waste his time, not touching on. Andrew Mackey would have been part of that as well, and there'd just be a refresh in education that will have gone on with the playing group to just say, you know, what does this mean to us? What if this does happen? We take that stuff really, really seriously and make sure that we see it as a learning opportunity and education.
On the coach, 15 years in, contracted for next year. The record is unbelievable. I think two finals misses in that 15 years. Yeah. Was it 10 top four finishes? Is just quite incredible at the end of home and away.
It's extraordinary. Yeah.
In world sport, I think if you compared it in world sport to a lot of records, you'd go, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So 2026 contracted. You've always sort of tried to work 12 months out in a way. Have you started those discussions for 27 and beyond?
Yeah, well, look, I'd wind back. I was fortunate to be there when Mark Thompson finished in 2010. And then we obviously, you know, went out and recruited Scotty. And what I've seen each year, apart from my 4 years at the AFL, where I had nothing to do with him, deliberately, tried to remain Switzerland, he's just continued to just be curious and adventure into areas that probably a lot of people don't realise that about him. They see him and, you know, he seems like quite a cool cat and, you know, quite calm, you know, most of the time. And he's very thoughtful, but you know, we're talking to him because we still see that curiosity in him. The board in the end will make the decision, but, what I can say to our members and all your listeners is that he's not going anywhere. I've just signed for 4 years. And
oh, congratulations.
And he, yeah, he'll extend his stay.
Right. Yeah. In alignment?
We'll work through that. But, as you said, Tom, he's got a year to go on his contract and we'll see that through. But I'd say, yeah, there's definitely an extension that we're working through in the background at this point in time.
Must have been nice, Steve, to drop the old pen onto the four-year deal.
Yeah, well, it's nice, Ben, from the point of view that the board sees that level of confidence in you and people still want to work with you because, you know, sometimes you can sort of wear your welcome out in 4 years. Really, really nice. What will be important is making sure that the baton gets handed on. I think that's going to be really important to us. You know, we continue to challenge, I think, as a football club because, you know, people like Reg finish up and there's someone that Reg has actually brought on as part of that, and that's going to be my role in what I'm doing. I've got Marcus King that sits underneath me, and Marcus is definitely a future CEO, and that, again, you know, that'll be up to the board. But my job will be making sure that, you know, he is developed and at the level that he's capable of doing that.
What's an incredibly successful home and away again? Hopefully the club will be hoping that translates into a really incredibly successful finals. What does the balance sheet look like this year in terms of, you know, how things will run, given that you're just at the same spot you are each year? How does that look this year?
Yeah, we just ticked over 92,000 members today, which is, you know, thank you to everybody out there that has lent into that and purchased a membership. That's quite incredible. I think when we started when I came back to the club, we were sitting around sort of 65, so we've had really good growth. We'd love to get through the 100,000. A lot of people mistake the fact that you're playing in finals and you're going to make a lot of money. You actually need to make it through to the grand final, win the grand final. And it might surprise a lot of your listeners that you actually lose money because there's just so much output that's required. All your budgets are set for your 24 rounds, and then the finals, you set up almost a different budget because you don't know whether you're going to make it, for one. And secondly, you know, you've got to sort of work it out on the run as you're going through. So, yeah, there's opportunity if we can have success. Definitely, there's things like merchandise. Finals become the AFL's ticket.
Yep.
And, you know, we often talk, I think, through here at K-Rock around, you know, that home final. And people mistake the fact that they think that would be a great thing, but it becomes a neutral venue. And so in that, you know, yep, people that are sitting in the Reg Hickey stands on, you know, your 10 sort of home and away games, they don't get that ticket. You know, the AFL takes the actual venue over and they decide where everybody sits. And when you've got, you know, 92,000 members now, it's certainly a lot harder to hold something like that down there. You just can't fit them in.
The only place it's not neutral for would be the opposition coming down there to play. But I was going to ask you, there's a lot of talk, Cat fans, home finals. You possibly play Collingwood or Hawthorn, depending upon how things go. Who knows? But that's a real possibility here.
Or Brisbane.
Yeah. So Collingwood, Hawthorn, this is their home ground. Would you like to see, it seems like that there's a bit of an ad hoc projection on how this all goes. Would you like to see the AFL actually have a defined policy in how home finals are determined, who gets them, how they get them, and the principles behind that, or are you happy with how it...
Look, you're probably talking to the wrong guy. If Chris Scott was up here, he'd talk very different language. I don't dive into that too far because the reality is people talk about this being a home ground. I think if you come to GMHBA Stadium, it's a genuine home ground. I look out here, you can sort of see that it's Richmond, but, you know, by tomorrow, it'll look completely different, whereas you show up at GMHBA and it's Geelong through and through. Everything, you know, has that Geelong feel to it. So, teams are now able, and players are able to just play anywhere. That's sort of how the competition has been built and is governed that way. I think we get a little bit too personal on, you know, where it should and shouldn't be. You've got to win the grand final at MCG, and it's seen as the home of football, so... The fact that we're here, playing here, it's pretty exciting.
Inspirations Paint Grovedale, what's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale, speaking with Cat CEO Steve Hocking. Here's Zach Toohey on K-Rock Footy.
Yeah, Hock, your role is obviously pretty extensive across the club. Do a little bit of everything short of strapping the players. What's occupying your time mostly at this stage of the season?
Well, two programs. So it's a really interesting part of the season because you've got the men's season that's coming to a close, and then you've got finals that start, so it's putting the full stop on things today and doing that successfully. At the same time, you've got AFLW that's been in the pre-season and has started, so they had their first home game against North last week and didn't get off the way to a start that we would like. So it's over to Adelaide tomorrow, so I'll be on a flight out of here, you know, first thing tomorrow, and back with the team tomorrow night. So it's keeping close to that, Reg. And then more broadly, it is really about the indoor facility and what we're doing in the park and the importance of that to just unlock so many opportunities for us to support our programs. You know, by the end of your career, you're doing probably more and more indoors versus sort of outdoors, and I think if we had have had the facilities, you would have been in there even more so. So we're working through that and trying to you know, get the right funding. I spent all day in Melbourne yesterday with donors. Very successful day. We're at 21 million in donations from benefactors, which is just quite extraordinary. It says so much about our people and what they value about the football club, and we're working towards 29 million in that, but we're, as I say, we're at 21. Then we've got regular meetings with federal government and also state to try and get further funding and try and open up opportunities for St Mary's in the park, cricket in the park, and also netball in the park as well, so that everyone benefits, not just the Geelong Football Club.
Mark, before we let you go and get you back to your, you know, Wagyu beef or whatever Richmond have got on the menu this afternoon.
That'll be nice.
Got the sliders.
Now, you coached Newtown 30 years ago when you stepped out of the AFL system.
Yeah, Stevie J is doing that now.
And he's doing a good job. Too, yeah. They're probably going to finish as minor premier. And they might find themselves on GMHBA Stadium. What involvement? I know Marcus King had a big involvement, but your fingerprints in terms of the deal between the Trust, Council, AFL Barwon, and the Cats to get that game back again this year on GMHBA Stadium.
Yeah, look, thanks for raising that, King. I think one of the things that I'm very fortunate to do is in my role, which is exactly what Reg was just highlighting, you skim across the top and you dive into where you need to. And that one, for me, was really important to dive into because I think like the stadium has had so much money spent on it and everybody thinks it's just for the Cats. Mm. And the reality is, you know, there's so many other opportunities. We had the movie earlier in the year, which, you know, the guys ended up out at Deakin Uni, and we're fortunate to be able to continue our training out there. We had a couple of games here, so we could actually accommodate it. But we need more of that for the region. And so to have, GFL finals there, really, really important. Grand final day leads into grand final day here as well. It's on the Friday, so... I'd love it to never leave for what it's worth. But in that, there's dollars that you need to make work. You know, those clubs need to be able to wash their face out of it. Yeah. And so, you know, for us, we lean into sponsors. O'Brien's have been fabulous, the Trust as well. Because what happens is, you know, as soon as you pop an event on there, there's all of the scaling up that goes on. Mm. There's security that's required to open all the stands. There's cleaning required. There's all the traffic management. And everything now comes at such a premium cost. And so for us, it was most of those things were getting in the way of it being able to be held there. Mm. And so we leaned into all of that and just, you know, basically carved out wherever we could. And then made sure that we ratcheted up, you know, where those available commercial opportunities were, and it's closed the gap. And the grand final day will be there, and that's everything from netball right through to the juniors, all the way through. So, you know, for the people listening out there, if you've got nothing to do on that public holiday, hopefully you can get to a point where there's 30,000 people that are showing up. And I think over time, if you're consistent with it on that public holiday, that they'll come from, like, far and wide, as far as probably, you know, Ballarat and Bendigo, those areas, because there's no other football on. So let's try and build it together, which is, I think, what we're pretty good at in Geelong as a community.
Well, everybody you talk to from other leagues, when you mention that the grand final's on that day, they say, what a great idea.
Yeah, well, the other thing, Benny, is I think if you're a player and you're considering, do I want to come into Geelong and I've got an opportunity to potentially play at a AFL venue, like it's a nice selling point.
Absolutely.
I'm tipping Stevie J's probably signed a couple of guys up just on that.
Possibly.
They're going okay, Newtown, and they might be there on the last Friday of September. Hock, we have to let you go. We do really appreciate your time. It's great to catch up, and we look forward to seeing you through September, and hopefully come September 27, we've got something really good to talk about.
Thanks, Tom, and thanks for K-Rock. Yeah, do a great job, and thanks for your support.
Really appreciate it. Enjoy your day. Steve Hocking, the CEO of the Cats, joining us. Thanks to Inspirations Paint Grovedale. Appreciate Sarah and Pat and all the team looking after us. Again, with access to Hock, we always appreciate having a chat. And if you didn't catch the news, I think that's an exclusive. Hock's given us with his 4-year contract announcement. I don't think that was actually, I don't know whether that's out there or not.
Much payments as well, I'm sure.
Look, Kingy's salivating.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.